Right. Isaac certainly isn't the only potential threat authorities are watching in Tampa. The other serious concern, anarchists.
In an intelligence bulletin obtained by CNN, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security warn state and local law enforcement that anarchists are targeting the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, too. And they could even try to use improvised explosive devices, IEDs, the type of homemade bomb insurgents use in Afghanistan. The bulletin says since March, the FBI has had intelligence indicating that individuals from New York plan to travel to Tampa and attempt to close all of the Tampa Bay Area bridges during the convention next week. The groups are likely to focus on critical infrastructure outside of the security perimeter, the bulletin says, because they expect the main venue to be tightly controlled. Extremists have a history of trying to disrupt major events, like the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh in 2009. Using tactics like blocking streets, intersections, and bridges, and sparking violent confrontations with police.
Our mission is to ensure that everyone has a safe platform on which to express themselves.
Thursday, in an undisclosed location, the Secret Service showed reporters their multi-agency communications center, where law enforcement officials will coordinate their operation to keep Tampa safe during the convention. Extremists claim they're ready too.
You have an opportunity to fight back at the Republican National Convention. How you fight back is up to you.
Now, a law enforcement official tells CNN there is no specific threat to the conventions, and they're not watching any specific anarchists who they think might be trying to mount an attack. But they do say they have to be prepared based on what they learned, the lessons they learned at the Republican convention 4 years ago, and also on an alleged anarchist plot this spring in which a bridge near Cleveland was supposed to be blown up. And there were, by the way, Wolf, arrests in that case.
I remember that case. Thanks very much, Jill Doherty.